This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Now then, today, the last part of the fifth message from the Hebrews series, from Hebrews 4:12, that talks about the Word of God, what the Bible says actually about itself. It says this: "For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. Nothing, absolutely nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give an account." I want to bring this same passage up in the Message translation. We didn't have time to share it in the first this way, but listen to the translation, the same passage. God means what He says. What He says goes. His powerful word is sharp as a surgeon's scalpel, cutting through everything, whether doubt or defense, laying us open to listen and obey. Nothing and no one is impervious to God's word. We can't get away from it, no matter what. What a way to put it. No one is impervious from God's word. No one gets around it. No one does an end run around it. Ted Koppel, who used to be the host of Nightline on ABC News, spoke at Stanford University for commencement. He gave a talk that I thought was very powerful. Listen to what he said. "Aspire to decency. Practice civility toward one another. Admire and emulate ethical behavior wherever you find it." Now that sounds good, but here's the powerful statement he makes. This is Ted Koppel, not a preacher, talking. He said, "Apply a rigid standard of morality to your life. And if you periodically fail, as you surely will, adjust your life, not the standard." Adjust your life, not the standard. What a statement. Apply a rigid moral code to your life, and then if you find you fail, don't change the standard, change your life. What, I can't think of a more powerful application to the Word of God. We hold our lives according to the Word of God. We don't change the standard. We change our lives. You don't change the Bible. The Bible changes you. The Bible changes me. I told that man in my office, there's two things you've got to believe. You need to believe that Jesus Christ is everything He claims to be, that He is everything He claimed to be, and I think you need to believe the Bible is what it claims to be, and here's why. It doesn't matter the other things we would have talked about. He may have wanted to argue religion. I wanted to point him to Christ. He may have wanted to argue theology. I wanted to point him to the Word of God. He may want to debate issues, and I wanted to point to his need for a Savior, just like it's my need, his need for forgiveness. And that's met in knowing Jesus Christ as the Son of the living God and knowing His Word. Don't ever forget that. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, thank You for the Word today. Thank You for speaking to us through Hebrews 4 and from 2 Timothy 3. That Your Word is God-breathed, it's inspired. It's not like any other book. That it has power in our lives today to change us from within, to turn our hearts inside out. Lord, if there are people in this service who need to respond to that invitation to come to Christ, to run to Christ, to come to Him, I pray for them to step out today, confess their faith in Him, obey Him if they've never done that. Father, I just pray for people who need prayer, that may need to come to express that need as well. That's why we're here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, before we close, just this word. I read from the Message translation where it used the word impervious, that no man or woman is impervious to the Word of God. What in the world does that mean? Impervious means impenetrable. Impervious means it's not influenced at all by something. That's simply not true with the Word of God. You are influenced and impacted by the Word of God, just as I am. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.